I think with anything, people are bound to be offended, which isn't a cop-out, because I know it's a controversial subject, but the intent wasn't to offend. I think the intent was to sort of throw some light on the way the media treat paedophilia and also other issues.
That was your target, media treatment of this obviously very distressing and serious subject.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm not a spokesman for Chris Morris. I just work on the show, but pretty much that would appear to be the target, so... Yeah, it wasn't really designed to stir up controversy.
Do you think it worked?
If you mean did it fail to stir up controversy, it seems not to have. I think it's a lot of people, I've received emails from people, talking to people at parties and things over the weekend, a lot of people have said that it was a really good thing, that it did sort of poke fun at the way the media and also the celebrity issues have handled paedophilia. So I think it worked from that point of view.
But even some people who say, well, it may be a good thing, or it's certainly an acceptable thing to poke fun at media treatment of paedophilia, might have been shocked by some of the explicit nature of the material you used in the satire, you know, some of which is listed in the newspapers which oppose the programme, you know, the portrayal of a paedophile stalking youngsters, the use of words for paedophile acts, euphemism, and so on. It was pretty graphic stuff. Do you think that was necessary to make the satire work?
I think, having watched a lot of the TV documentaries about paedophilia, they genuinely are made in that way. We were satirizing nothing but what we saw. We weren't going out of our way to exaggerate the situation. Certain scenes of the program, to me, accurately represent certain scenes in actual documentaries about paedophilia, which were purporting to be informative and helpful, but I think were, in their own way, a kind of pornography.
In your argument, and the argument the programme was trying to make, as I understand it, it is that the media is, or parts of it, are revelling in paedophilia as an opportunity, really, for titillation, while pretending to do it with a sense of public interest.
Absolutely. I think that's true.
David Quantick, thanks very much
indeed. Thank you.
And we're joined by the Minister for Child Protection, Beverly Hughes. Beverly Hughes, Tessa Jowell is said to be going to protest today. You have protested. What's it got to do with you?
Well, I'm trying to generate a wide public debate about how we protect children more effectively and how we engender greater public confidence in the range of measures that the government's brought forward since 1997. To protect children and the public from sex offenders. And therefore, I think this kind of portrayal of the subject has turned out to be very unhelpful in that debate. I think there's a real irony in the claim that this was a serious attempt to look at, illuminate the way the media is handling the subject of paedophilia and sex offences against children. And yet the way it was done has actually, again, once again, simply put the spotlight on the media and not really put the spotlight where it belongs, which is how we protect children and how we deal with this issue sensitively and maturely.
Have you seen the whole programme?
I've not seen the whole programme, to be honest. I really don't want to. I've read a very detailed commentary. Very, very clear. I know I'm very, very clear about the content, and I'm very, very clear that this is not the right way to deal with this subject.
But hang on. You're a minister in the government. You're coming on the air, not for the first time in the last 24 hours, to talk about this programme as a serious subject. And you say you haven't seen it and you don't want to see it. Aren't people entitled to think that that's an absurd statement?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the Home Secretary clearly hasn't seen it. He's very clear what's in it. We've had a detailed commentary on the content, which I've read. I'm very clear about what's in the programme, and I'm very clear that it is an offensive and unfortunate way to deal with a serious subject. I don't accept Channel 4's defence. I think it's a completely disingenuous defence, quite frankly.
But hang on. Let me just ask you a question there, if you don't mind. I mean, you haven't seen the whole programme, the context. This is a satire. You say it's a way of treating the subject which you don't approve of. Fair enough. I mean, some people will approve of it. Some people will deeply disapprove of it. But you are a government minister, so is Tessa Jowell. The government is getting into quite a state about this. Tessa Jowell is said to be ringing the ITC today. I mean, ministers are saying, we don't believe this programme should have been broadcast. Leaving aside for a moment the fact that you haven't seen the programme, why should the government say, we don't believe this programme worked in its intention as a satire, therefore we really are quite unhappy that it was broadcast? What's it got to do with the government? What is on Channel 4 and what isn't?
This is a very sensitive subject. It's one that has been heightened by the media. It's one upon which the public is rightly concerned. We need to ensure that we can convince the public that we can provide a very high level of protection and security for children.
But the point of the programme was criticising the media in the same way as you are. That's the point about the programme. It was criticising the media.
The point I've clearly made, and that Tessa Jowell has made, is that the way they have done it, the spoof approach, the satirism, the trivialisation and the use of humour in this kind of way about this subject is completely inappropriate and offensive to people. So what we have now is outrage about the programme instead of their intention, as they claim, which is a debate about the way the media treats this subject. And I have to say that for a channel that repeats the programme within a very short space of time, because it realises, you know, it's caught public attention, I think, you know, one can only question whether really the serious issue here was TV ratings and not the real wish to generate a serious debate.
What
I'm concerned about is generating public awareness and confidence in the measures we're trying to put forward, and that's why I'm producing a document today which initiates a wide-ranging consultation on measures to strengthen the Sex Offender Act, to widen the range of offences that will require registration, to tighten up the registration process in some very important ways. And I want to generate public debate during this consultation period about these serious issues and how we handle them more effectively.
I want to put some of those points to David Quantick, who I think probably is still listening. Mr. Quantick, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Can I just ask you, it's a serious point that the minister makes about the question of whether the programme could succeed in generating a debate on the serious basis, which you claim was its intention, because the government argument is that it failed.
Well, I think if government ministers are going on Radio 4 shows to talk about Channel 4 programmes about paedophilia in the media, then I think the programme has succeeded in creating a debate.
Beverly Hughes, are you still listening? Can I bring you back in on that?
The reason I'm coming on the programme and the reason why, you know, in a sense, these issues have collided is precisely because of the consultation paper I'm publishing today.
Do you accept that there's clearly an argument going on about whether the programme worked or didn't work? I mean, if you look at the Mail today, it says unspeakably sick. If you look at the Daily Telegraph leader, it says, well, the programme may not have worked, but the government shouldn't try to ban it. So there's a range of views. That's inevitable. But do you accept that the intention, whether it was fulfilled or not, was to use satire to make a serious point and was not a piece of cheap titillation? Do you accept that?
I've no information as to make a judgment on that. What I would say, and this is from my own personal knowledge, that if anybody had done even the smallest amount of research into the impact of these crimes on children, if they had read any small amount of the kind of evidence that children give to police and other agencies when they are investigating allegations, then I really don't understand how the subject could have been portrayed in this way. I found the detail of the programme harrowing to read, having also read transcripts of children's evidence, and therefore I don't know how much research the writer did. Had he done any of that kind of research on the impact and the stories of children, I really cannot understand how he presented the issue in this way.
Beverly Hughes and earlier David Quantick, thank you both very much.